The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Again, this is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Sparrow. This is our prophetic viewpoint for this Thursday. Today we're going to be dealing with is or are we heading into a dark winter, or is America potentially heading into a dark winter? We're going to discuss what all this means. We're going to talk about this. Man, we've got a lineup today. So again, I want to officially welcome our podcast audience today, our YouTube audience, and our Facebook Live audience. Real quick, for those on Facebook Live, we want to encourage you today, real quick before we get started, if you've not yet subscribed to ETH, if you go to the under the description of this live broadcast, there's a link right there. If you click under it where it says subscribe to ETH, click on that link. Sign up for our free daily digest. If you're listening by podcast and you've not done that yet, please do that, as well as on YouTube as well. So again, this is our prophetic viewpoint. And today, again, like I said, we're going to be discussing, is America entering into, are we about to enter into a dark winter? Now, if you watched the debates on last Thursday night, the debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, you'll remember that term, dark winter. So that's kind of where we derive that determined for the title for this. But we're going to be dealing with heading up. We're literally, guys, days away from the U.S. election taking place next Tuesday, as you know. And military and police are preparing for what they're saying, a possible civil unrest event taking place either during or after the election. And really, this is just one aspect of this that we're going to be covering. So let's get after this right now. Tension is mounting as we near Election Day, and law enforcement officials in the state of Washington and around the nation are reportedly preparing for potential civil unrest from the election outcome, however it may be. Officials are concerned that pressure will only continue to build in the coming weeks and be met with a contested election, spiking gun sales, ongoing civil unrest over institutional racism and police violence. On top of all this, we also have social media misinformation and conspiracy theories that are circulating from the right and the left. And of course, new reports indicated that foreign adversaries of the likes of Russia and Iran are allegedly interfering already in the elections. Quote, I can say that we have no specific credible threats at this time, according to Joshua Murphy, who is the assistant special agent in charge of the Seattle office of the FBI, where he oversees counterintelligence. Before that, Mr. Murphy ran the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and federal, state, and local officials have reportedly participated in what's called tabletop exercises outlining possible scenarios for post-election violence and unrest, according to the Seattle Times. The report went on to state that, quote, at least 300 National Guard soldiers have recently been deployed overseas and are being trained to handle civil unrest. And we know there was another report that the state of Texas has deployed, I want to say it was over 1,000 National Guards have been deployed in the state of Texas in at least 5 cities across the state of Texas to prepare, again, for civil unrest, just chaos after the election or during the election. all these have been placed on high alert, with hundreds of other Guard members who have already been trained for handling such disturbances. Excuse me. Police leaders in Seattle alone have hosted some of the country's largest racial justice protests, where this has taken place, have canceled time off for officers. Given the atmospherics and the civil unrest this summer since the May riots, quote, we focus and increased our resources, according to Murphy. Agents anticipate more unrest like that which you've seen in the aftermath of the mass protests that sprang up in the wake of May 25th, the video that was recorded of the death of George Floyd while handcuffed and restrained by Minneapolis police. So again, I want to recap this. Law enforcement officials, the CIA, FBI, counterterrorism, police, the National Guard, all are preparing for absolute chaos to break out. Either next Tuesday during election night or following right after that. Okay, so then, meanwhile, it's being reported that social media giant Facebook, by the way, along with Twitter and Google, all of these guys were just drilled recently for their involvement in what is, there's no way around it or no way skirting around the issue, but shadow banning and censorship of conservative sites, reports that were circulated and different things that didn't quote fit the narrative. So they were suppressed, banned, removed altogether. And again, that yesterday or the day before, it was yesterday, actually, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, and all them were taken to task by the Senate and all those that were involved in that dealing with this issue and drilling them over this. But nevertheless, Facebook is also taking extraordinary measures for the real possibility of what is being said to be a chaotic election. They are reportedly deploying internal tools designed for what is being called at-risk countries. I'm going to say that again. Facebook is deploying internal tools designed for what is called at-risk countries. According to people familiar with the matter, they went on to say that Facebook is stating that, quote, the emergency measures include slowing the spread of viral content, lowering the bar for suppressing potentially inflammatory posts, and what is part of a larger toolkit developed by Facebook to prepare for the U.S. elections. By the way, they used these methods and these tools in places like Sri Lanka and other places overseas. Facebook executives are assuring the public that they can only deploy these tools. Let me back up. Facebook executives are assuring the public that they will only deploy these tools and these measures in what they are calling dire circumstances. Right, such as election-related violence. However, and here it is, however, the executives there have stated that the company needs to be prepared for all possibilities, all possibilities. Meanwhile, protests, if you've been keeping up with the news, protests have already started again. In fact, in Philadelphia, they've went several nights where demonstrators reportedly clashed with police officers. One police officer was run over. Others were injured. Businesses were looted, ransacked, and even a reporter from the Blaze Network was beaten inside of a department store. Videos posted to social media show people running out of a Walmart with clothes, electronics, and other merchandise. Some showed stores in disarray as looters grabbed various items from shelves and left. And all this, of course, was stemmed from another report of a 27-year-old black man who refused to drop a knife that allegedly he was advancing towards police officers, and he was shot and killed. And all this violence has stemmed, again, from Philadelphia. So I want to move on. Now we're going to get into some more, even more interesting things here. So I'm going to go back here and pull up some more images here because it's going to go along with what we're talking about here today. There are several things now that is being urged to citizens to prepare for what can we do to prepare? Why should we prepare for what's coming on? Even the Bible says a prudent man sees trouble coming and he prepares. He prepares his household. Noah knew that judgment was coming upon the earth. Judgment was coming from the Lord. And what did the Bible say that he did? He prepared his household. He prepared. He built an ark for the saving of his household. He made preparations. The Bible says if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief was going to come, he would have prepared his household accordingly. So we're not to be ignorant, but we're to be prepared. Michael Snyder wrote an article recently that I want to talk about. And he talked about several things that Americans are doing right now to prepare for this. One of these things are many sources, many news outlets have reported there's been stockpiling. People, Americans are stockpiling food. They're stockpiling supplies. In fact, retailers around the country have already been reporting new shortages of certain items that are beginning to run low, including hand soap, disinfectant wipes, and canned jars, especially lids. Some products have been difficult to even find since the first wave of the coronavirus. However, in the event of a second wave, many are preparing for a new round of shortages. As Americans spend even more time indoors, a panel discussion with doctors from Harvard Medical School in September, White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci and other Americans, he warned that they should prepare to, quote, hunker down to get through this fall and winter. Interesting. Also, at the same time that this is going on, Americans are purchasing firearms at an unprecedented rate. At one gun shop in Orange County, the owner literally has a hard time keeping up with any guns on the shelves and keeping them in stock at all. At another shop called an AIDS gun shop in Orange County, owner Emily Atkinson can't keep up with demand. She is, quote, running. She is seeing a run on guns during this pandemic, similar to the run on toilet paper. Quote, we would literally put 20 guns out and they would be sold in 3 hours, according to Atkinson. She went on to say that, quote, we are doing in 2 weeks what we would normally do in a quarter. And Michael Snyder went on to say that, quote, I'm being told that in some parts of the country, ammunition is in very short supply. We've already seen so much senseless violence all over the U.S. so far this year, and a lot of people believe that much more is on the way, and they want to be prepared and protect their families. Now, I want to pull back here for a second. I want to talk about this. As I was putting this together, I couldn't help but to remember Pastor Dana Coverstone's dream. We talked about this several months ago when he first had a series of dreams, and now he's had multiple dreams, and I don't really know what to think about that. I've always said that the first two dreams he had, I know for absolute, I believe that they were warning dreams of the Lord. I'm not saying that they would come to pass, but I believe they were warnings of the Lord of what could come to pass if people didn't pray, people didn't intercede, and God did not intervene. Because I do believe that God gives dreams to us. He gives dreams to believers. He gives visions. He gives dreams. He gives warnings through the watchmen and through the prophets in a modern day. I believe there's still modern day prophets and modern day watchmen in the body of Christ. They're sounding the alarm and they're warning and preparing the masses and the people that are listening, has an ear to hear and hearing and heeding what the prophets and what the watchmen are saying. So I do believe these are warnings. And one of the things that Coverstone warned about, when he saw this calendar and he was flipping through, when he got to the month of November, this is when things really begin to take a turn for the worse. And he saw unrest. He saw distress. He saw there was chaos in the streets. There was all kinds of things going on. So again, we're literally two more days left of the month of October, and then we flip the calendar. We head into November, of course, within days of the election. So all this is kind of dovetailing off what many people such as Dana Culverstone, and not just Dana Culverstone, but I don't have it in front of me. I should have pulled it out here, but we did this in other segments. But other modern-day watchmen and prophets have seen either through dreams, visions, or they've heard a word from the Lord about troubling times ahead. I know Pastor John Kilpatrick gave a message recently and said the day of reckoning is at hand. I know Perry Stone, and back in March, he got a word from the Lord and said the day of reckoning is at hand. So I don't know what the days are going to bring. I don't know. I can't sit here and tell you that the Lord has shown me that who's going to win the election. Now, I will say in myself, I want to make this real clear. I'm going to say this slowly so nobody twists my words and makes me say things that I didn't say. I believe in myself. This is not a word from the Lord. I didn't get a dream. I didn't get a vision. I didn't get an angel show up. None of that. I believe in my heart, and I could be wrong. Next week, or whenever this thing clears up, I could be wrong. But I believe and I feel like Donald Trump will win a second term. And here's why. Let me give you the greatest reason why I believe he's going to win. Not because he's patriotic, not because he's going to make America great again, or none of these things, these slogans, these cliches, not because of that. The main reason why I believe that Trump could very well win another election or win a second term is based on what God is using and doing through him in the Middle East, bringing about a series of peace treaties with all these nations, with the nation of Israel. And again, all this ties into Daniel 9:27 and the covenant of many. Again, I want to clarify something here. I am not saying that the Lord told me that Trump will win, and I'm not telling you that Trump is the Antichrist. What I'm saying is, I can see more than ever Trump winning another term based upon what he is already doing with these series of covenants with these nations, with the nation of Israel, bringing about these peace treaties. And again, according to Bible prophecy, we talked about this in our last segment we did 2 days ago. These things have to fall into place in order for these things to come to pass. So Daniel 9:27, I believe the puzzle pieces are starting to be put together. So if this thing is really beginning to pick up pace, I could literally see Trump winning a second term, and God continuing to use him to forge these series of treaties. Because remember in Daniel 9:27, the Bible says that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he will confirm a covenant with many. He will confirm something that's already been put in motion. So listen, I could be wrong. Again, we'll see what happens. But again, I won't be wrong on the prophetic part because eventually it's got to happen, but I could be wrong on the timing of it. If Trump loses, what's Biden going to do? Is he going to continue with these treaties with the nation of Israel and all that? I don't know. Time will tell, but this is very interesting to say the least. So let me continue on. I've got some more stuff I want to talk about here. Okay. The coronavirus pandemic has produced much grief and sorrow when it comes to job losses. Millions of jobs have been lost. In fact, yesterday, the stock market took a brutal hit. The Dow closed with negative like 900 and something right before it closed. Experts are warning, and it was all because of jitters on Wall Street, because of fears that a second, some say a third wave, whatever you want to call it, another wave of this coronavirus is either on its way or is in process. So this has caused, again, Wall Street jitters. It's hitting Wall Street, hitting the stock market. Layoffs are happening. People are losing their job. We reported up to 30%, listen to this, 30% of small business owners will never recover from this. That was a report from CBN News. 30%, that's huge, guys, of small business owners will never recover from the losses that they have sustained from this pandemic, all right? Now, here's what's interesting. On top of all this, we've got bizarre events that are happening either right during, before, or during, or after the election time frame. For example, this Saturday, 3 days before the election, there will be what is being called a rare blue moon that will be visible in the skies. Again, this Saturday, Halloween, there will be a rare blue moon. Now you say, well, how's a blue moon a rarity? It's not rare, Brother Ricky. They happen. Yes, you're right. They do. But what makes this rare is this is the first Halloween blue moon that has occurred in all of global time zones since 1944. The next one that will take place on Halloween night will be in the year 2039. Now, why is this significant? Well, first of all, it's interesting that it's happening days before one of the most crucial elections that we've ever seen in our lifetime. Number two, the fact that it's falling in place on Halloween night. We know, guys, listen, I don't have to sit here and spend 15 minutes to tell you that Halloween is full of the occult. It's full of witchcraft, full of sorcery. It's full of darkness. Go back and study the origins of it. Personally, I don't believe that Christians have any business celebrating or partaking of this. The Bible says have no place or no part of the unfruitful works of darkness. Abstain from every appearance of evil. Now, look, I've done made some of y'all mad right there, but I'm telling you, we reported an article today where there is a rise of witchcraft and the occult right now. And again, and they're going after Trump again and, quote, trying to put a hex on him or trying to stop him from winning the election. Well, it didn't turn out too well the last time, and I'm not too worried about it the second time. Listen, if Trump is really surrounded by an advisory board of spirit-filled, Holy Ghost, tongue-talking believers that know how to pray, know how to intercede, know how to touch God, they know how to plead the blood of Jesus over him, over the White House, over his administration. Listen, you can't curse what God has blessed. Well, I don't believe in all. It don't matter. And it's not about whether you like him or whether you don't. I'm just telling you, if God has got this man in place and got him in this position and for a purpose, for a season such as a time as this, there's nothing that you can do about it, nothing that a political party can do about it. There's nothing that a warlock, a witch, or an occult member can do about it either. So it's the first blue moon that has taken place on Halloween in global time zones since 1944. Interesting enough, 1944 was when World War II was reaching a crescendo. In other words, World War II was taking place in 1944, which, again, chaos, unrest, uncertainty, bloodshed, distress of nations, all that. And again, I think it's interesting. It may not do anything for you, but it's interesting. Let me just move on here. If that wasn't bizarre, the very night of the debate between Biden and Trump last Thursday, an asteroid buzzed by the Earth that was the size of London's Big Ben clock. This asteroid reportedly zoomed past the Earth merely minutes after the final presidential debate had ended on Thursday night. Wow. This asteroid was called 2020 TGI, was traveling at approximately 30,700 miles per hour. Perhaps it's just a coincidence, but quote, another asteroid is scheduled, and some of y'all, a lot of y'all already know about this, but another asteroid is scheduled to make an extremely close pass to Earth, literally the day before the election. So watch this. So Sunday, you've got a blue moon event on Halloween night on Saturday that hasn't happened since 1944. You had an asteroid that buzzed by the Earth on as the election debate, presidential debate was closing on Thursday night. And then on Monday before the election, we have another asteroid that's going to literally pass by the Earth. And there was even chatter among astronomers and people who deal with this saying that this asteroid had even had potential to even hit the Earth. Now, we're not talking about a doomsday event. This is not a extinction level event. So in other words, even if the Earth, if even if the asteroid was to hit the Earth, this asteroid is small enough that it wouldn't cause an extinction level event. However, Neil deGrasse Tyson, I believe that's how you pronounce it, even went to Twitter about this asteroid the other day. And he said that, quote, asteroid 2018 VPI is a refrigerator-sized space rock hurtling towards us at more than 40,000 miles an hour. It may buzz Earth on November 2nd, the day before the presidential election. It's not big enough to cause harm, he said. Quote, so if the world ends in 2020, it won't be the fault of the universe. He goes on to say, quote, you have to admit that it's pretty bizarre. Wow. And then, if this wasn't weird enough, on Thursday night, the night of the election or the presidential debate, remember, right after the debate closed, asteroid buzzed by. The Trump Hotel in Chicago was reportedly struck by three simultaneous lightning strikes. One photographer was fortunate enough to capture the moment. And by the way, this is not that moment. I don't have copyright rights to the photo, so I did not pull that up. But this is just, I just pulled up a stock image here, but this is not the image, but you can search it out and you can look for it. So everyone has heard the phrase, lightning strikes twice, but what about three times? Again, Trump Hotel in Chicago struck by lightning three times on Thursday night during the presidential debate. This is, again, this stuff is just interesting to me. Now, speaking of interesting, Joe Biden, during that debate on Thursday night, he used the term dark winter. He said, I see a dark winter coming. Well, of course, when he said this, many, I don't know how else to say this, but many conspiracy theorists went to the internet, went to social media, went to blogs, and they began to discuss this term, dark winter. And many of them began to talk about that they believed, and again, I'm not saying this, so don't take my words and say that I said this. I'm just giving you what is being said out there in the internet. They said many conspiracy theorists believe that this was a reference to an operation called Operation Dark Winter. Now, I pulled this. You can see this reference right here. This is straight out of Wikipedia. And it says that, quote, Operation Dark Winter was the code name for a senior-level bioterrorist attack simulation conducted from June 22nd to the 23rd in 2001, and it was designed to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack on the U.S. Again, that's what, quote, Operation Dark Winter is. But again, I'm not saying that that's what Joe Biden was alluding to. I'm only telling you, many conspiracy theorists went all over Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blog sites, and I've seen this blowing up all over the place. Many of you already know about this. However, that's really where we derived our title of this segment today, is the U.S. heading for a dark winter? I'm not saying it's going to be a biochemical attack or bioterrorist attack. I'm not saying that. But when you put all these things together, it could spell out a, quote, dark winter. Now, here's what we do know. Experts are warning that there is coming a, quote, exponential spread of the coronavirus. Now, whether you believe that or not, I'm going to leave that up to you. Because I could really talk about how people are exhausted with just even talking about coronavirus or COVID-19 or any talk about this. People are exhausted with it. They don't want to, you know, you've got two different camps here. One camp that has one opinion, other has another opinion. I'm only giving you information that's coming from credible sources, I guess. If when I say credible sources, I'm telling you mainstream sources that I can give you that I won't be flagged on or removed from the internet. Okay? So don't kill the messenger. Don't get mad at the messenger. I'm only relaying the information. Experts are warning of a coming exponential spread of coronavirus and saying that cases are going to explode. And this is what I believe that Biden was alluding to, if you want to be honest, when he said a dark winter was coming. Because if you take it in context of the debate on Thursday night, he was referencing into coronavirus. Now, let's talk about how crazy this is getting. If you live in New Zealand, you already know about this, but there is a report coming out of New Zealand that should send a chill down anyone's spine, whether you live there or whether you don't, because I believe what happens in one nation can easily come to other nations. But according to multiple news outlets, including Fox News, New Zealand, listen to me, clean out your ears and listen to what I'm going to tell you. New Zealand has set up mandatory quarantine camps for the sole purpose of those infected with the coronavirus. Let me say it again. New Zealand has reportedly set up mandatory quarantine camps for those that have been infected with the coronavirus. According to Fox News, Prime Minister Ardern of the center-left New Zealand Labour Party recently made an announcement in a video that if people that are sent to this camp refuse to be tested, they will be required to remain an additional 2 weeks after their initial two-week stay. He even called the warning a, quote, pretty good incentive to get tested for COVID-19. Quote, you either get your test done and make sure you are cleared, or we will keep you in a facility longer. And I said, she said, so I think most people look at that and say, I will take the test. Are you hearing that? These are draconian measures, my friend. Again, a quarantine camp set up where you will be forced to go for 2 weeks and stay in this camp. And if you refuse, according to the prime minister there in New Zealand, you will be forced to stay another additional 2 weeks. So there'll be 4 weeks in a camp. One Hoover Institution senior fellow, Victor Davis Hanson, was recently on Fox News with Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham Angle. We've got a video of that on our main website, by the way, at End Time Headlines. You can watch that. He was quick to condemn this and said that such draconian measures make no sense given how little the pandemic has affected the island nation. Quote, they have a nation of 5 million people. They've only lost tragically, but they have lost 25 people. Let me say it again, 5 million people. And they've lost 25. Do the math on that. And these kind of measures, a quarantine camp has been set up. He went on to say, quote, that's an astoundingly low number to throw away personal freedom. And by the way, you say, well, that's in New Zealand. Why am I worried about that? Well, let's talk about here in the United States, where California Governor Gavin Newsom has recently warned that there will be guidelines set up. In fact, he went on to say, listen to this. There are going to be rules expected to be followed if you live in the state of California and you plan on having Thanksgiving and Christmas in your home with your family. According to Newsom, these new rules come with strict restrictions that aim to help reduce the risk of spreading the virus during the holiday gathering or during the holiday season. Quote, listen, let me give you some of these guidelines from California. Not New Zealand, California. Gatherings are defined as social situations that bring together people from different households at the same time in a single space or place. When people from different households mix, this increases the risk of transmission of the virus. The report states that all gatherings must include no more than three households, including the host and guest. And all gatherings must be held outdoors and not indoor. And they must last a minimum of 2 hours or less. Why? Because according to them, the longer the duration of the gathering, the risk of transmission increases. The statement noted that, quote, gatherings that occur outdoors are significantly safer than indoor gatherings. All gatherings must be held outside. That's interesting because these are the same people that said if you gather in rallies, it's suddenly not safe. But now all of a sudden it's safe if you gather in Thanksgiving holiday gatherings outdoors. Interesting. Attendees may go inside to use restrooms as long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized. The new rules also state that those at any gathering may remove their face coverings briefly to eat or drink as long as they stay 6 feet away from everyone outside their own household. And then they must immediately put their face covering back on as soon as they're done with their, quote, activity. Face masks can only be removed during urgent medical needs. Examples are asthma inhalers, taking medication, or they feel lightheaded. I mean, guys, again, go to endtimeheadlines.org. All these guidelines just go on and on. Singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion significantly increases the risk of COVID transmission. Singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion significantly increases the risk of COVID transmission. I wonder if these rules apply to protest when they're chanting very derogatory things, threatening things, threatening to burn down organizations, threatening to burn down establishments, threatening certain groups of people. I'm not heard anybody condemn that. Not heard anybody coming out and say, hey guys, you are risking spreading the transmission of the virus because you're raising your voices. I don't see the COVID squad out there. Where were they at in Philadelphia? I didn't see them in Philadelphia telling everybody to calm down and stop yelling and stop shouting and make sure they were social distancing and make sure there was mask implemented. I didn't see them out there. Maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see them on television. And it just goes on and on. But listen to this. In the United Kingdom, police chiefs have warned and given stern warnings that Christmas family celebrations will be broken up by officers if citizens in the United Kingdom fail to obey lockdown rules. Let me say that again. The police chiefs in the United Kingdom are warning citizens there that if you fail to go by the guidelines and you break these rules, officers will come through your front door and break up your gatherings. Wow. This was according to the Daily Mail, where David Jameson, the West Midlands Police and Crime Commissioner, stated that officers will fully investigate reports of rule breaking over the holiday period. Now, could you imagine if you live next door to some crazy lunatic neighbor that don't like you, and I'm sure this won't happen, but they'll just pick up the phone and they'll snitch on you and the police will be knocking at your door. Surely that won't happen, right? All this comes as the West Midlands is currently under what is called Tier 2 restrictions, meaning that people cannot mix with any other households or bubbles inside. According to the report, Mr. Jameson told the Telegraph, quote, if we think there are large groups of people gathering where they shouldn't be gathering, then police will have to intervene. If, again, there's a flagrant breaking of the rules, then the police would have to enforce. He went on to say, the quote, it's not the police's job to stop people from enjoying their Christmas. However, here we go. We are there to enforce the rules that the government makes. And if the government makes those rules, when the government has to explain that to the public. The police chief went on to warn citizens about the upcoming seasons of Hanukkah and other celebrations, which will also result in families eager to gather inside, contrary to the rules in certain areas. Wow. Again, guys, this, you can read about all this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, where we covered all of this. So again, you say, I want to emphasize this. This is happening in the United Kingdom. That happened in China. When is it going to happen in America? Could this happen in America? Could we be on the verge of entering into a dark winter? I think, guys, we need to be prepared for, in the words of Dana Coverstone, brace yourself. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's going to unfold. I don't know what's going to come to fruition. Right now, there's a lot of chatter. There's a lot of talk. I fully understand spiritual warfare. I understand the enemy is on full forced attack right now. The Bible says the adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion going to and fro and seeking who he may devour. I understand the word of God says he's the prince of the power of the air. He's the God of this world. Who do you think is orchestrating things behind the scenes? Who do you think is, the Bible calls the Antichrist the lawless one. Therefore, if there's a lawless one, there's lawlessness. And you go to the 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, it talks about lawlessness will abound. The mystery of lawlessness will continue. Matthew 24 talks about lawlessness will abound. The love of many will wax cold. All this is happening, guys, on our watch, in our lifetime, right now in 2020. So that we're heading into, again, we're days away from the election. So I want to close this broadcast today with a quick prayer for our nation and a quick prayer for you guys. Before we do that, guys, I want to share a little bit of information. So I want you to stand by because we are going to pray, but I do want to give you some information on how you can keep up with this. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com for you guys listening by podcast. I want you to know that you can follow us not just on our main website, but if you're on any social media platform whatsoever, we're probably there. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Parler, we're on USA.life, and we're on MeWe. Again, End Time Headlines can be followed anywhere on those social media platforms, major social media platforms. We're also on, we have an official free, I said free, ETH app. You can find this at the Apple Store. You can go to the Google Play Store. If you have an Android, you have an Apple, that app is absolutely free. I want you to download that app. That way you can keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You can keep up with our podcast, keep up with our YouTube channel. All that's going to be there. You can subscribe to notifications so that you can get breaking news alerts sent to you right at the fingertips of your hand, right there on your phone or your tablet. So if you've not done that, please do that. If you're not subscribed yet, you can do that at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. There's places there you can subscribe. You'll get a free digest every single day in your mailbox, in your inbox. I know a lot of people that don't have the app, they like to subscribe to the digest, or some people have both. We just want you to be able to keep up with this in the event that we disappear off some social media networks or outlets. Then we're still going to be keep going, and you're going to be able to find us. We're on YouTube as well. If you type in End Time Headlines, you can find us on YouTube. Again, End Time Headlines can be found on YouTube. You guys that are watching by Facebook Live and YouTube, we do have a free podcast. If you enjoy podcasts, you can go and find us on our podcast. Again, it's at End Time Headlines. We're on Spotify and we're on Apple as well. We want to encourage you to do that. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If this ministry continues to inform you, bless you, encourage you, and equip you on a weekly basis, and you would like to be a blessing back and sow out of a gift of generosity. Maybe it's a one-time gift, or maybe it's a partnership. Maybe you want to become a monthly partner. You can do that at our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can go on our app, scroll all the way down to the bottom to the right where it says donate. You can click on that. It's going to take you to a page. You can give electronically. Again, either a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly partner. If you're old school and you like to give by check or money order, you can do that at the following address on your screen. If you're listening by podcast and you cannot see this, it is, again, at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, guys, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support of this ministry to help us to continue to remain strong and continue to do what we're doing on a weekly basis. So right now, guys, right where you're at, I want you to join with me as we pray for our nation and we pray for this very volatile situation that we're about to embark into in the following days. Father, I thank you for the opportunity today to gather with brothers and sisters via by podcast, YouTube, or Facebook, or however they may be listening or watching this today. Lord, we gather together today. We join together in one mind and one accord, and we come into unity of faith, and we pray for our country. We pray for specifically right now for the elections coming up in the United States of America. We pray for this election process. God, we pray that, Father, above all things, that, Father, your sovereign will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we know that you said in the book of Daniel through the prophet that it is you that sets up kings and sets down kings for specific seasons and for specific reasons that are greater and far beyond our comprehension or understanding. But Lord, we are just a part of this big plan that you are unfolding and revealing to us in seasonal cycles and day-by-day basis. So God, we're asking that your sovereignty and your will would be done in this election. But Lord, we ask that, Father, that you would release mighty angels, that they would be released in all the cities across America, God, that you would protect and that you would guard your people, guard people, keep people. Lord, we bind the forces of the enemy. We bind the very gates of hell that would try to prevail against good people and against our businesses and against our democracy and against the very fabric of our nation. Lord, they are trying to kill, steal, and destroy. We know, based on John 10:10, that the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. These are the very attributes and characteristics of Satan. It is not these are not of you, God. These are the works of Satan that are destroying our nation. And Father, we ask that, Lord, that we would come together in repentance. We repent right now for the shedding of innocent blood. We repent for racial, for racism and prejudicism. And we repent, Lord God, of hatred towards another brother, another sister, based upon their status, their economic status, based upon their ethnicity, the color of their skin, or based upon what denomination they're a part of, or whatever it may be. God, we ask that you would forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that, Lord, that peace may abound and that you may hear from heaven and then heal our land. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, whatever you have willed to do, God, that come hell or high water, nothing can stop the plans that are already set in motion of heaven. But I'm asking again, God, that you would protect your people. You said in Psalm 91, 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling. We trust you, Father. We stand and we rest under the shadow of the Almighty. And we declare that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. But Lord, we know that, Father God, that the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear you, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. And we praise you for that, and we thank you for that, and we give you glory and honor. And it's in Jesus' name all God's people said, amen and amen. Guys, again, thank you for taking. I know that we went a little bit longer than we normally do today, but I believe many of you were blessed by this segment. Again, don't forget to tag people, share this, share the link, the podcast, however you may be watching, however you may be listening to this. Listen, have a good Friday. I'm praying. I'm hoping to be back on here tomorrow, not with a prophetic viewpoint message, but a word of encouragement. I'm going to pull some stuff out of the book of Acts that I want to talk about. I was reading my own devotional time in the book of Acts, and I really feel like the Lord was giving me a word to the ecclesia or the church, and this is an encouraging word, and I'm going to show you some stuff there and pull that out. So this will be a devotional word. I'm praying that we can get that done tomorrow. If we don't, then we'll definitely be back on here on Monday so that we can, again, give you a word of encouragement. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.